80110220225158, audio. Before leaving the previous paragraph, I would like to mention that I am still impressed by this technology, which uses current conductors as a support for signals. I do not give up easily. The few tests carried out a few decades ago are obviously not complete, nor up to date in 2025. The SSV compatibility modules are like many electric stations, and independent on the network. These modules will be protected in several ways, involving overvoltages. At the moment, I am still wondering if it is possible to pair signals on these DC conductors and develop modules that will not cause interference to the station. Of course, the opposite is also possible. In a short circuit, the signals will still have to make their way, possible or not. I am writing this text for real developers. Digital signals can be added on the DC lines, but with what voltage level? If these signals are strong enough, the parasitic influences can be reduced, in my opinion. What will happen when connecting a heavy load? Connecting and disconnecting loads will cause variations in the magnetic field in the carrier conductors, DC pulsed. The electronics of the compatibility module should not be corrupted by these variations. This is not where the problem will arise, but on amplitude and distance, in my opinion, for the signals. The distance problem could be solved by retransmission modules. Another point is the speed. I am not a network specialist, but let's imagine the following situation: a digital ping. Address, a command, another ping. End, ping in the command direction. The data can work in frequency, it can also work in amplitude. What I am trying to tell you simply is that the compatibility modules open doors, and you have to explore each of them. In the design of the SSV, I recommend a physical separation of the power conductors for obvious reasons. This separation helps us for this technology. And if a third wire is added, and dedicated to signals, would we have solved the problem of short circuits for this technology? At the end of the road, there is safety and simplicity. Another solution is to call to order a book of existing products by definitively ignoring the ARS mode, for example. A little joke in closing: in the year 2035, will it be necessary to have shielded DC conductors for space? For the moment, my knowledge prevents me from retaining this mode, but I could also be wrong. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007.